Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to all of our sponsors, and especially to our espresso level sponsors, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and for hosting our site, and to Expander Digital for both their sponsorship and providing SEO services to us. Now enjoy the episode. Welcome to WP Coffee Talk, where I get to talk to a million, well, maybe not a million, 70-something so far, which I'm very proud of, actually. People in the WordPress community all over the world. We started this podcast, I say we, it's the royal we, it's me. I started this podcast back at the very end of May, started recording in June, and we're already at about 75, 76 people recorded. So I'm very, very happy and very excited. And I like to tell you all where I meet people. So I was on Twitter, as you all know, I love Twitter. And I saw this this note saying, hey, I want to talk to people at WordCamp US. If anybody's interested, you know, hit me up. And that was WP Top Hat. And I was like, I don't know what a WP Top Hat is. I don't know who a WP Top Hat is, but I'm always game to be on anybody's show because the more I learn from other people too. And I like sharing my story. Who doesn't? And so I'm like, I'll do it. And that's where I met Wolf. So Wolf, welcome to the show today. Wolf Bishop from WP Top Hat. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Thank you. I'm happy to be here for sure.
Well, thanks for being here.
I'm happy to have you interview with me as well. So that was awesome.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Thanks. It took a little while to find you because that was a big space at WordCamp US. I was like,
yes.
He's that side of 240. Where's 240?
Yeah, there was a little confusion on the location, but it was definitely a big space. It was quite spread out, a little more spread out than most WordCamps, but that's okay. We managed. Yeah,
we did. We managed. It was a good camp. It was a very good camp. So it was nice to meet you there. So tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Well, like I said, my name is Wolf Bishop. I am the CEO and founder of WP Top Hat. We're a managed WordPress hosting and maintenance company. Basically, we're both of those combined into one company rather than going to one hosting company and one maintenance company. You get it all in a single package with us. So we kind of bill ourselves as the total website management platform. I've been in web design for about 20 years. I've been working with WordPress for a little over 14 years now. Actually going on 15, almost close to 15 years now. Ooh, just realized that. I've been in the hosting industry for a little over 10 years. Started out with working with a couple of shared hosts and moved my way up to finally working for a managed host, Pressable, and really loved working for them. And that's kind of where I got my passion for the managed hosting platform itself. But I've always loved maintaining sites. So eventually a couple of years ago, I decided to go out on my own and started my own managed hosting company. And here I am today. So
fantastic. So tell us about your mug. What are you drinking out of today?
Well, I'm a little more boring than most of your guests. Nothing really fancy. Just a little 32-ounce Aladdin cup. See, I can't do the regular coffee mugs. They're too small.
You need a lot more caffeine.
There's not enough food, not enough drink in them. Just drinking. I'm a Southern boy, so I'm drinking my favorite drink of all time, simple sweet tea. So.
There you go. Well, nothing real fancy. It's after 5 o'clock here in Rochester, New York as well. So I've had enough caffeine today. I have a new cup today. Sometimes I have the same mugs, but I like when I get something new. And this is a double-walled, a little bit insulated drinking cup from WordCamp Niagara this year. So this was our swag from WordCamp Niagara. I was blessed to be the keynote speaker there this year. So that was very exciting. So I'm just drinking water myself tonight. So.
Nice.
Got to keep the whistle wet. I've had a lot of tickles in my throat today. So hopefully if I mute myself, it's because I'm coughing. So tell us how you got started with WordPress.
Well, honestly, it was kind of accidental. I've always been big into open source software. I've used Linux since 97. And I use everything open source that I possibly can. So I was actually looking for an open source application for Linux to help me keep some personal logs for some projects that I was doing. And I did a I typoed when I was searching for it and typed in blogs instead of logs. So, and that came up and WordPress was like number one result. I was like, ooh, what is this? You know? So I started looking into it. Now I had done used a couple of different blogging platforms at that time. MovableType was one that I had some experience with and a couple others that I don't even remember the names of anymore. WordPress come along and was like, you know, at first I wasn't all that impressed, but because I'm such an open source guy, I followed the project. And I'll tell you what, within a year, year and a half, I was absolutely hooked on it and I've been doing it since.
Well, there you go. That's pretty exciting, actually. I like people's stories like, I had no idea what it was and just kind of stumbled into it. That's awesome. You've, I'm sure, seen myriad websites all over the place and different, you know, industries, different everything. But what do you think is something that we as an industry should focus more attention on that would make sites better for the site visitors, especially?
I think security is a big thing. For me, I mean, it's amazing that in today's high-tech cyber crime hacking world that we live in, that you see so many people that take literally no security precautions on their sites and they use and I swear to God, I still see this all the time. Usernames like admin and then of course passwords like password 123 or my password. I actually had a client a few weeks ago, turned out he was using his password was my password 123. Like, you know, and it's like, and there's no security plugins, there's nothing coded into it to do, you know, to keep your site secure, anything like that. And you know, it's kind of, you know, it's one of those things you tend to forget when you're first setting up a website is to focus on security because your focus is on, you know, having it SEO friendly and having it, you know, so it works stably and everything like that. But for us at WP Top Hat, I mean, security is literally the number one thing we look at. That is the very first thing we look at when we set up everything. So to make sure that everything is right from the website itself down to the hosting server is absolutely secure. So I think that's one thing that gets skipped a lot by a lot of people. Another thing is, you know, SEO is the big issue there is that a lot of people think about SEO. The problem is that they build their site and then they think of SEO, rather than building your site from the ground up to be SEO ready. And, and, you know, because that's where it starts. It starts from the moment you install WordPress. Right. That's where you need to start SEO and that's where you need to start your security. So,
yeah, makes sense. Those are both good pieces of advice. When you think, and you said you've been doing this for quite a while, when you think back over your WordPress journey, what's something that you wished you'd learned earlier in the process that might have made life a whole lot easier sooner?
You said the key word, it's process. I was for years the guy, the designer and developer who would just wing it. You know, I'd take on a new project and I would just dive into it and no, there was no methodology to it, no plan or anything like that. I didn't use written contracts for a long time. It wasn't until a few years ago when that finally bit me in the butt that I started using written contracts and I learned how important they were and how important having a set process is. So yeah, I learned the hard way. I did. I mean, I learned it the hard way. I got threatened with a lawsuit because a guy basically wanted to change the scope of the project halfway through. And when I said no, he got all angry and, you know, that was the whole mess. But it taught me a valuable lesson and I don't do anything. I won't even open up your website unless we have, you know, some sort of written agreement, you know, as to what's going to be done, what's not. On what's expected, you know, it's I find that to be absolutely must now. So
yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. When you think back over the different WordCamps you've been to, WordPress meetups, other WordPress type events, what are maybe a talk or experience or meeting somebody that was kind of a pivotal moment for you? You know, whether you're a speaker, audience member, or in the hallway track.
So it was my first time as a speaker. It was Omaha, WordCamp Omaha 2014. And it was not only the first WordCamp I'd ever attended, but it was also the first WordCamp that I ever spoke at. And my talk was an absolute disaster. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. I couldn't get so the talk was on designing WordPress themes using a theme builder that at the time was relatively popular. And, you know, without having to do any code or anything like that. And I couldn't get the application to work. All of a sudden, right before my presentation was supposed to start, it decides it wants to run an update on me. So, and then that update broke it. So I couldn't get it to open. And I wasted the first 10 minutes of my time slot trying to get the stupid thing working and finally got it. So the whole thing was messed up, but then which threw my whole, you know, rhythm off for the entire talk. And like, I'm somehow managed to get through it. But you know, while it was absolutely, you know, stressful, it was also one of the best experiences of my life because, even after the talk, you know, I had people coming up to me that, you know, said, you know, rather than complaining about all the technical difficulties, folks come up to me and says, you know, that was an awesome talk. Once you got into it, I mean, it was really good. And I learned a lot and I got a couple clients out of it. But people really liked it. And I was surprised, you know, I was absolutely surprised that anybody liked it after the big flop that it was. And another thing that made it so great was I got to meet some really, really great WordPress folks, including some of the Flywheel people, Pippin Williamson, Michelle Shulp. I met all of them at WordCamp Omaha, and they have been all of them have been some really big influence on my career and on my business. So
that's great. Fantastic. So what are some of the talks that you've given over time?
So most of my talks, at least most of my most recent talks, are all either regarding WordPress security or WordPress Divi. I did in Atlanta 2018, I spoke on five security, did a lightning talk on five security essentials. So five things that you must do if you do nothing else. I did 2 years in a row, both 2017 and 2018, I did WordCamp Fayetteville. And those talks, actually did two talks both years at those at Fayetteville. I did a talk on building with Divi. I did a talk on creating a Divi-based business. Mm-hmm. You know, so I know that a lot of speakers try to do this same talk at multiple WordCamps, but I have never given the same talk twice, and I don't intend to. I prefer to come up with a completely new talk that nobody's ever seen every time I speak. So
very good. Nice. So you're talking about Divi a lot. I'm a big Divi user, so I've used Divi a lot. I've, you know, to be fair to the other builders, I've used them as well. And especially because I'm digging more into client sites that are existing now than have existed before. So I'm using Elementor, Beaver Builder, you know, all of those. I've used Visual Composer, Bakery, whatever it's called now. And I have gotten pretty close and familiar with Gutenberg now, too. So what do you think of the changes that have been coming down the line with WordPress and, you know, and the block editor and things like that? And how do you see things changing as far as page builders go, given the introduction to some of the block editor features? And I know I didn't send you that question in advance.
That's okay. At WP Top Hat, we use Divi exclusively. I have personally used almost every other builder out there. I think the only one that I haven't at least tried at least once was Oxygen, which I intend to try at some point, but just haven't had time. But I'll be honest with you. I'm not a fan of Gutenberg. I do see a market for it. I mean, I'm not blind. I see, you know, it's definitely got a place in the ecosystem. And I think it's a great thing that WordPress is doing, to make it more accessible to folks. And as far as I'm concerned, as long as I can always use another builder, as long as you never lock me into Gutenberg and force me to use it, then I'm happy with it and I fully support it. And I think page builders in general are kind of becoming the norm in this industry. And you know, there was a time when people would be completely against page builders. And anytime you talk to a developer about this page builder or that page builder, they're like, oh, heck no. You're going to pollute my page with cert codes and everything like that. And you're going to lock it in. And it's like, you know, yes, it's true that when you use a page builder, you tend to be locked in. But if you find a page builder, my view is that if you find a page builder that you really, really like and that is well-developed and very actively supported and everything that works well, lock-in's not as much of a problem. I don't see it as a problem at all. And I mean, yes, it would suck if I ever did have, if Divi ever went away and I had to do something different with all my clients, that would be really bad. But first of all, I don't, with the fan base that Divi has and the rapid growth that Elegant Themes is seeing as a result of Divi, I don't see that ever happening. So, you know, anything can happen, but I don't see it happening. But I think in general, page builders are the way that it's going to be. And you're going to run into a time when almost nobody is developing a site without page builders. I don't know when that's going to happen, but I truly believe that at some point that's going to happen. I mean, you're always going to have your little small subset of geeks that just love getting there and messing with the code and will not use a page builder, but I think that number is going to shrink drastically.
Yeah. When I discovered page builders, I was like, oh, I can do so much now, especially where you can affect the CSS of a particular point on a page without having to know how to write a div. So, I mean, I learned how to write a div eventually, right? But I learned how to write a div because I had been using Divi and I wanted to understand how it was working. So, nice. Some pretty cool stuff there for
sure. Exactly. I mean, that's the cool thing about Divi. I mean, you don't have to go in and you're not writing code so much as you're just giving basic commands. So, you know, if you want to change the font color, you don't have to do all your syntax, everything like that. You literally just write font color and whatever color you want. And it's, so it makes it super easy. And that's one of the reasons I like page builders is because while most of my clients have always, you know, I do the management for, I mean, because we do management on the site, most of my clients will never ever want to touch any of that anyways. But for those few who do, they can do it without being programmers, without being developers. Right. They can get in there and very easily figure it out. So, and I like that.
So let's talk about the hosting space a little bit, because I know that you're a managed hosting company. And, you know, I've been looking at a lot of different hosting companies. So the very first sponsor that WP Coffee Talk has is a managed WordPress hosting company out in Long Island. And, you know, I hadn't really discovered a whole lot about what managed WordPress hosting was until I had a customer a couple years ago who was using GoDaddy managed WordPress hosting. And the fact that it could, you know, I could just press a button and the whole thing just, like, loaded in from wherever I had built it was, like, the angels sang. It was so easy. It was such a wonderful thing. But there are more, I think what I'm seeing is more and more hosting companies who are offering some pretty great things. How do you stake a claim in the market as, you know, I mean, let's face it, SiteGround and GoDaddy are some of the bigger hosting companies, right? So how does a smaller hosting company compete? Where do you get your customers? Like, how do you actually market yourself to be able to do that?
So for us, one of the big advantages is that we have a very, very honed in niche in the sense that we work literally only with startup companies, small businesses, nonprofits. We actually have a revenue cap. We will not work with a company that makes over $1 million a year in revenue. Now, that being said, if you're already a client of ours, and you reach over $1 million a year, we're not going to drop you, but
you know, we're going to stick. You made too much money. I'm kicking you to the curb.
We're never going to do that. But it's, you know, I've been somebody, this is my first successful, truly successful business. But it's not by far my first business. So, you know, I know what it's like to try to start a business on a shoestring. I literally started this company with $100. I had $100 in cash and I was like, you know what? I'm doing it. I'm going for it. So, but anyway, yeah. So we go after, you know, smaller companies like that. And the vast majority of our clients have little to no technical experience. Wouldn't even know what a WordPress dashboard is, and have no desire to learn it. So they're, but they also are smart enough to know and savvy enough to know that they still need to be online. They need a website in order to compete with their competitors. So, you know, the idea for us is to, and we are working towards doing this more and more by adding various services and things like that. But the whole concept is to literally be that total website management. You know, we have clients who have never logged into their WordPress backend ever, and they never will. They don't have any need to. We handle all their content for them. We handle their SEO, their social marketing, the whole kit and caboodle. We do it all. So, you know, and one of the things that has made us, made it possible for us to do that was rather than hiring a large team of full-time staff. Now I do have a staff of four people currently. But rather than hiring a full-time staff, we work with freelancers. We have a list of highly trusted, capable freelancers. And it's, you know, so that allows us to keep our costs down. And it allows us to be a bit more flexible in how we provide our services. So, because the expense of hiring an SEO specialist and an SEM specialist and a security specialist and everything else that we'd need to be able to provide all these services, you know, especially writers, for example, because we manage a lot of blogs and part of our content management is creation of blog posts. And if, and one of the things we sell to our customers is that when we create blog posts for you, they're going to be written by somebody who is an expert in your industry. So, you know, and right now we represent 27 different industries currently. So could you imagine if we had to have 27 plus writers so that we had somebody for each industry on staff?
That wouldn't work so well.
Exactly. So we're able to be much more flexible that way. And if we get a new somebody coming in from a new industry, you know, we can find new freelancers with experience and skills to write good stuff. And that's all US based and everything like that. Where we find our customers is primarily we don't put a lot of money into marketing. We do a little bit here and there. But we do mostly organic, low-cost, free-type marketing. So social channels, Facebook channels. We're members of multiple Facebook groups, and we're actively involved on them. We're actively involved in the WordPress forums, things like that. So we get our name out there by being involved in the community, you know, because that's the biggest thing. This community is what puts me in business. This community is what supports my living and my lifestyle. And I like to think of it like I can be giving back to the community by helping people out in groups and forums and whatnot. And yet I'm still gaining something because my name is getting out there and people are hearing about me and my company. And that's where I get the most of my customers. The rest of them are primarily word of mouth. I mean, my other customers, they love me. They love what I do. So, and another thing we do differently than a lot of hosts is, and this makes it one of the things, one of the keys to making it so easy for our clients to manage their sites is we run sort of like a WordPress.com type network. So we're not shared hosting or anything like that. We are a multi-site network. So, you know, there's no hosting control panel for our clients to mess with. There's no separate billing portal that is separate from everything else. It's if they want to log in and do their own content or whatever on their site, then they can log in and it's all right there. They're billing everything. It's all right there inside of WP Admin. So
nice.
It just makes it so much easier for them. And we also add a lot of like video tutorials and things like that. So, and our clients love that. And that shows because they talk about us.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah. How did you come up with the name WP Top Hat?
Well, when I originally started this company, actually, the original name of the company was WP Master Design. And it started out as just a design agency. I was just doing WordPress design. And the idea was to do design with a touch of class was kind of our mission. So we wanted to carry that over to the hosting, you know. And the whole point of it is to represent the fact that we consider, I have a very strong background in customer service. And I consider that to be absolutely the number one thing. I am the kind of guy who I would rather spend a lot of money on a little bit less of a quality product if I know I'm getting an amazing support, because I know if something goes wrong, they're going to deal with it, than spend a little bit of money on a crap product with garbage support, or on a great product with garbage support, because if something ever does go wrong, even though that product is a great product, eventually something's going to go wrong. It always does. And if it ever does and I can't get good support, you know, that's a big pet mine. So we wanted to, you know, sort of convey that in the name of our company. You know, we have a high level of service, you know, by providing that. Because the another part of our mission is we want to allow the small businesses that we work with and the small nonprofits we work with to be able to compete side by side with major corporations. So our goal is to give you as close to that level of service as possible while keeping the price affordable. So that's very, very important. Because we feel like everybody should be able to compete. I don't care if you're Walmart or your little mom and pop shop down on the corner, you know, in some little rinky-dink town. You know, you should be able to compete, you know.
So the question I have now, though, is do you own a top hat?
I do.
I was hoping I'd see one on the show today that you'd be sporting a top hat.
Unfortunately, it's not here in my home. It's up in storage in Iowa. So, but I do actually have one. And I bought it for exactly the reason you're thinking. It was a whole gimmick thing back when I first changed the name of the company.
Yeah.
And the first work I went to after I changed the name of the company was, I don't remember which one it was, Virginia Beach. Mm-hmm. And I wore it there. So it was
fun.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's cool. I'm going to move into our rapid fire questions and get your answers on these, because I'm curious always, of course. So these are I love my whole conversations, but these are my favorite questions to ask and see what people's responses are. So what are two or three must-have plugins that you would recommend to someone building their own website?
Three of them that I consider, this was hard to narrow it down to just three, because there's a lot of really great ones that I like to use on a regular basis and that I use on our blueprints. So, but I managed to do it somehow. Okay. Akidia is number one. I absolutely hate spam. There's not much that ticks me off faster than spam, spam or hackers. You know, those are my two big things. So Akismet is definitely number one for that reason. Defender is my personal favorite security plugin by WPMU Dev. Actually use all of their products, almost all of their products. And then Child Theme Configurator, because nobody should ever build a website without a child theme, ever. Because you're just wasting your time if you do. Because the moment you update it, you're going to lose those special configurations that you put in place. You're going to lose them. And then you're going to be so mad because I have customers come to me all the time. Well, you know, I updated my theme and I lost all my, you know, custom CSS settings and yada, yada. And I'm like, did you have a child theme? No. Like, that's why.
That'll do it. So, that'll do it. Yep. So at any point in your WordPress journey, whether it was an official relationship or kind of somebody took you under their wing, or it's somebody that you really kind of emulate, have you had a mentor, and who was it?
I haven't had any official mentors, but I've got two people I can think of right off the top of my head that have been major inspirations for me and have helped me along the way a lot. The first one is Nathan Ingram. Nathan, I met a few years ago at a WordCamp, and I've seen him at several WordCamps since, so I can't really remember which one I met him at. But he had done a talk on managing the client, the initial client interview, and dealing with that, and it really spoke to me because I deal with a lot of those hard problem clients that because they're small businesses, they don't understand how everything works, and these are the ones that most developers and designers and whatnot don't want to work with. But that's my market. So that doesn't mean because they're my market doesn't mean they're easy. It was ever always easy for me to learn how to deal with them. Mm-hmm. So Nathan has helped me a lot in that sense. Another one is Josepha Hayden. I actually was one of the original organizers of WordPress Des Moines in Des Moines, Iowa. Mm-hmm. And Josepha helped me put that together. Josepha helped us get the official sponsorship from the WordPress Foundation and everything like that. And she's given me a lot through the years. We've stayed in touch here and there. And you know, when I need advice on something, she's been right there to give it to me. And so she's always been super helpful and has never, not once when I've reached out to her, you know, been like, would you stop bothering me or anything like that. She's always been more than happy to help. So the other person I would say is my good friend, Harry Jackson. He's with the Bolt Grid in Motion team. And I actually met him when I worked at InMotion Hosting. And we've been friends ever since. But you know, he's progressed his career in a great way, and it's an inspiration to me. He's chosen to continue working for somebody else while I chose to go working for myself. But I am very much inspired by the hard work that he has done to get where he is today. Mm-hmm. And his perseverance. I mean, I know I can't get into anything really, but I know that he's had, you know, some hard times here and there, like everybody does, but he's stuck by it, and he's a really great guy, so he's a big inspiration for me.
That's awesome. Other than the people you just listed, who's somebody that you look up to in the WordPress community, admire in the WordPress community, and why?
Well, I would say, I have to avoid one of the ones I already talked about, then, because I keep wanting to come back to Nathan, but but another big one that's been a kind of an inspiration for me is Matt Mullenweg, obviously, because I mean, here's a guy who started up with one other person, started up this little tiny blogging platform that nobody heard of, nobody knew, and today it is the number one web design platform on the web. Mm-hmm. No single platform has more of the internet than WordPress, and he's built it up from that. And he's my biggest inspiration in terms of business, because I actually read the book A Year Without Pants, and it's kind of follows the story of Automattic and how it became, you know, a remote working environment and things like that. And it's a really great book and a great inspiration. So I definitely urge people to read it if you haven't. But in there, it talks a lot about the business model that is kind of behind WordPress and Automattic. And it's one of those things that's kind of, you know, when I feel like giving up, when I feel like, you know, this is just too dang hard and I can't do it anymore. That's what keeps me going. I mean, I can't quit because I'd be letting Matt down.
There you go. I love it. What's something that you'd like to learn in WordPress, but you haven't tackled yet?
The REST API. APIs are like my Achilles heel, any kind of an API. You know, I've had people say, oh, all you got to do is this or this or this. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Whatever. I don't know what it is about APIs that I struggle with so much, but I'll sit there and I will wrestle with an API, getting something that should be pretty simple and trying to get it to work. I will wrestle with it for hours and then I'll hand it off to somebody and get it done 5 minutes. I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
But, but I really want to learn the REST API, because the little bit I do know about how it works, it enables you to do things with WordPress that simply were never possible without it. Mm-hmm. You know, creates integrations with literally any platform that exists. Mm-hmm. If you know what you're doing, you can create an integration for it using REST API. So it's definitely something I want to learn, but it intimidates me a little.
I can understand that for sure. What's the biggest mistake you've ever made with WordPress, in WordPress, and what did you learn from it?
I've made a lot of mistakes. So again, this was not an easy one to come up with, but I would say one of the top would definitely have to be building sites on a client server. Mm. As a general rule, I build sites on my own server, but one time I had this guy who approached me, and there was that kind of customer that, you know, it was a big contract. So I thought, you know, I had the naivety in my mind that because it's a big contract, I can trust the guy, you know? So I get in there and I start working on the project, and about halfway through it, he decides he wants to change the scope. He wants to change the theme that we're using. He wants to change the plugins and all this stuff. So since I've got to go back to the drawing board, and I'm building the site on his server because he said that he needed it built there so that his other developer could work on, API integrations and things like that, and some custom stuff that was also being done on it. So, you know, I kind of broke my own rule of not developing on a client server. And so it turned out that he got angry when I said no to changing the scope, because by that time I was already, you know, exclusively Divi, and he wanted to switch from Divi to Aveda. And I'm like, look, I don't work with anything but Divi. I told you that before you hired me. We need to finish this project in Divi. And he's like, mm-hmm. Oh no, I don't want to do that. So I says, well, we can end the contract. And he says, I'll give you a partial refund. He says, no, you'll give me a full refund. I'm like, no, I won't, because I've already done 2/3 of the work. Mm-hmm. And this is, I says, I'm not doing that. And I says, because it's on your server, I can't prove that you're not benefiting from that work after we end our contract.
Mm-hmm.
So then he became unresponsive and things, and it was like, you know, and I thought, okay, well, maybe he'll do the right thing and not use the content. But a month later, his site launched, and almost everything that I had done was on there.
Yeah.
And so I was out half that contract, because he still owed me for half that contract. And I was out $2,500 because of all this. And it was like, so from that moment on, it was like, I will never, ever again, I don't care what you say, I will not build on your server. You build on my server, then your developer can do his integrations or whatnot, you know, mm-hmm. figure out another way to do it. But I'm not building on anybody else's server.
So, you know, I always say that you didn't lose $2,500. You paid $2,500 for an education you didn't know you needed.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
So what's your proudest WordPress moment?
I think the proudest was being able to be involved starting a WordPress meetup group, because like I said, I've always been involved in open source, been involved in a lot of different open source projects, and I have always felt that it's important to give back to those projects that you're benefiting from. Mm-hmm. And my proudest moment is being able to help start up a WordPress meetup group that I actually just checked the other day, because I wanted to have my facts straight when I talked to you. We went from 6 members when it founded in 2014 to now that group is now going strong with over 200 members.
Wow.
So yeah, I mean, it's a really good group, and I still talk to a couple of people that I started it with here and there, and you know, they're doing really well, and they're hoping actually to have their own WordCamp Des Moines here in the next couple of years sometime. So that would be awesome. But yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the biggest contribution I've ever made to the WordPress community.
That's wonderful. I love it. If you didn't work in web technologies, what's another job or career that you might like to attempt?
I wouldn't say attempt. I'd actually go back to what I used to do. The second best job I ever had was a truck driver.
Okay.
I love to travel. I love to travel. I love seeing the world and seeing the country. And I always say that that's the best office in the world, is the open road.
That's awesome.
But so yeah, I would say that it's the job I have now is my first best job, but that is definitely my second best. So.
That's awesome. What's something on your bucket list?
My absolute biggest bucket list item is to visit Stonehenge. Cool. I actually have a family heritage that is Welsh and Celtic. And in fact, some members of my family come from like within 15 minutes of Stonehenge. And I've never been to Stonehenge, but and never been to Wales or anything, but I would love to visit Stonehenge.
That's pretty cool. Show us or tell us about a hidden talent that you have that the WordPress community might not be aware of.
Well, I don't know if it'd be a talent necessarily. I am an avid air gunner. I don't like firearms. So I don't own firearms weapons, but I have a collection of air guns from small 177 caliber all the way up to 45 caliber. And I've got a couple 50 calibers that I'd like to be getting eventually. But I love hunting and I'm an outdoorsman. So I hunt with air guns. And a lot of people, the reason I say talent in a way is because personally, I don't think it is, but a lot of people say, well, how can you hunt with an air gun? How, you know, they're not as accurate, they're not as powerful, yada, yada. And I love showing people that it's actually comparable to a firearm. So.
There you go.
I've seen videos of people hunting things as big as buffaloes with an air rifle. So,
wow, that's pretty impressive, actually. Then, tell us how we can find you online, your website, social media, Twitter, all of that.
WPTopHat.host is my website. You can also search for WP Top Hat on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Tumblr, LinkedIn, or Patreon. We just launched our Patreon site a couple days ago, so we're excited about that. If you don't mind me putting out a little promo on that, we're doing a deal right now for the first 50 people to sign up for any of our paid Patreon tiers. If you stay a member for 90 days, at the end of that 90 days, we're going to give you 100% rebate of everything that you've paid up to that date, as well as an extra bonus gift that we won't reveal until the end of that time. But we want to be able to get that page built up and get that patronage built up. So we're offering 100% rebate after three months.
That's pretty exciting. I'll have to take a look at that. Fantastic. Well, I can't thank you enough for being here with me on a Friday evening of all times, and getting to know you a little bit at WordCamp US, and then getting to know you even better today. Appreciate it very much, and the opportunity to help tell your story to the WordPress community. So thanks for being on WP Coffee Talk.
Thank you, Michelle. I really appreciate it. I loved hanging out with you at WordCamp, and I'd definitely like to hang out some more with you. So.
Sounds good. And we'll see everybody else on the next episode of WP Coffee Talk. Enjoy your coffee. Bye.
WP Coffee Talk with Michelle Frechette is a proud supporter of WP and Up, whose mission is to support and promote positive mental health within the WordPress community. Visit their website at wpandup.org.